This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, and the stories that lead the show are as follows. Falcon Heavy launch is in the morning. Is it going to go boom, or is it going to make the orbit? We're going to talk about the Equifax probe and what hasn't been done. We're going to talk about Bitcoin and what your bank is not going to allow you to do. We're going to talk about the iPhone 10 bug that makes your phone a paperweight, plus all the news of the day. I want to welcome you to episode 1256 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, February 5th. The show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider. Or simply paypal.me/geeknews. You can pick up Ohana gear. Yes, Ohana gear at cafefresh.com/Ohana store. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all the longtime listeners of the show. And of course, new listeners as well. You're welcome. Thanks for being here. If you're watching the show on the live stream or checking the show out, the video portion of it, welcome you as well. Of course, we want all the brand new folks and folks that are watching the show on a daily basis or a weekly basis to visit geeknewscentral.com. And when you get over there, if you're not subscribed, getting subscribed is real easy. All you got to do is click on, if you have an iOS device, on the Apple Podcast link. If you have an Android device, just click on Android. If you want to get the show by email, click by email. If you're a Google Play user, click on Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, via an RSS feed. There's lots of ways to subscribe to the show. The most important thing is that you do. That way you get subscribed, don't miss a single episode. That's what it's all about in podcasting, is automatically subscribing and being able to listen when you want to listen to. Of course, if you visit Geek News Central Daily, you're going to read the great content. Of course, we're pushing out a lot of data right now on all of our CES videos we did back in January. So all that is coming up on the website. The team is hot and heavy at work. Of course, the special media feed for that is just kicking. So if you're not subscribed to the special media feed, you just got to scroll down the website a little bit. And the master links to all of the feeds, whether it be audio, video, special media, whether it be Health Tech Weekly, New Media Show, The Gadget Professor, No Better Than Average, all those links are there for you to subscribe. Just grab the Geek News Central special media event feed, get subscribed to that in iTunes, and you'll be able to watch all the videos right on your mobile device. All right. So definitely check that out. Of course, all of that is at geeknewscentral.com. Of course, if you're up when we're doing the show, I typically start at 8 p.m. Hawaiian Standard Time, which is 1 a.m. Eastern or 10 p.m. Pacific. So you can visit live.geeknewscentral.com. If you have comments on today's show, really do it via Twitter at Geek News. That's one way. Of course, you can drop me an email, geeknews@gmail.com as well. Want to join our Slack channel, hang out with the cool kids and have conversations with the Ohana, just ask to join the Slack channel. I'll get you added to that. You can follow me on Google Plus or Facebook just by searching for my name. You can watch this show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel or on the Apple TV. You can listen on the Amazon Echo by telling that device keyword, play Geek News Central. You can listen on Stitcher, watch, or view on blueberry.com, or you tell your Google Home device, okay, keyword, play the podcast, Geek News Central. And if you have a Microsoft smart home device, say, hey, keyword, to play the Geek News Central podcast via TuneIn. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site written by my GNC team. We've got the New Media Show, which is, hasn't had an episode in almost a year. And then we have, the New Media Show is on a regular basis, but Podcast Legends is the show that's kind of on hiatus. But we just put up a new media show on Saturday, so definitely check out that. But of course, this show is sponsored in part by our good friends over at GoDaddy.com. And we want you to make sure that you pick up a domain name or a hosting account. This is really what keeps the lights on here. It's very, very important. I hope that you can take time, if you haven't already, to support the sponsor. Again, all you got to do is go over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. All my codes are there on the website. whether it be 30% off a new product purchase, whether it be a 99cent.com. This is a one time only use code. So if you have a domain name you've been thinking about and you haven't used this code, it's a one time use, all right? Otherwise, you have to pay $7.49. You can get $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain. That's another way to get a free domain. $1 a month economy hosting for the first year costs you $12, or $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year, also with a free domain. Now, those of you that are business owners or absolutely have no idea how to put a website together whatsoever, the GoDaddy website builder may be your way to go. Your choice of personal business or business plus plans. 1 month free trial. All my codes again are geeknewscenter.com/GoDaddy. We hope that you'll take time to support the longest continuous running sponsor of a podcast known to man. And get hooked up. Hey, if you're on live watching, whether it be at live.geeknewscenter.com or on Facebook, make sure you say hello in the chat room. I want to hear from you today. And just drop a comment in on the website. That would be greatly appreciated. All right. So my little list here. The phone's ringing in the house. That phone never rings. So I don't know who's calling. And my wife is out. She's out like a zombie. It's only 8 o'clock. And I walked through the living room and she was passed out on the couch. Passed out's the wrong word to use. She was asleep. So anyway, it's going to voicemail. Hey, so we're still on the hunt for two writers. So if you're interested in becoming part of the writing team, drop me an email, geeknews@gmail.com. Definitely still looking to add two writers to the team. Also got an email, and I'll read it a little bit later. But I am, I think the idea is a good one. One of our longtime listeners of the show said that I need to consider finding a permanent host. And basically a permanent backup host. So that when I'm on travel or when I'm moving or like, you know, this coming event with my daughter where I'm going to be out for three shows, to find someone to permanently come in and be a guest host. It's really, really, really hard to find someone as a permanent guest host. Although I'd love to definitely find someone that could come in and be a permanent guest host. One of the listener suggested maybe Kirk might be interested in doing that. Him and I will have to have a discussion if he feels he's up to that. Maybe Kirk could give it a shot. I don't know if Kirk is ready to be behind the mic or not. I know he's thought about doing a show, so maybe that would work. I don't know. So Kirk and I definitely can chit-chat about it. So Kirk, let me know what you think about becoming the permanent guest host on the show. A lot of pressure there. A lot of pressure, for sure. Also, I had an absolutely incredible workout today. Got back here in the studio about an hour, 15 minutes ago. So I did a quick turn, got the show prep up and ready to go. But I am woefully dehydrated right now. So I have my big jug of water and I was absolutely hit the wall. So for the first time in many, 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 many months, I took an energy booster from Metaluca. So we'll see if my nose starts running here another 20 minutes or so when that thing kicks in. So I heard the Super Bowl was pretty good. I've got some friends that are hardcore Patriot fans. So I really didn't have a team to root for. So, of course, I had to root for Philly, even though I didn't watch the game. My kids watched the game. Even though Dad was on the protest side, I didn't tell them they couldn't. And matter of fact, cooked up wings and made them some stuff. So anyway, I heard it was a good game. I hope you all had a good time on Super Bowl. How many of you are a little hungover today? I don't know. How many of you don't care? I got a nap. I had a nice nap during the Super Bowl, so it was wonderful. But anyway, that's what's going on here. Hey, I did try on Saturday. I had a guest on the new media show. His name's Danny Penna from Gamer Talk Radio, and they're streaming on Twitch. And he said, "Well, you got to start streaming your show on Twitch." And I'm like, "Well, Twitch is mostly for gamers." He said, no, they're taking like any type of content. Now, I'm not doing it on today's show, but I did rebroadcast the new media show on Twitch. So if you have any of you are on Twitch and you want to check it out, again, it's just another destination point. It's not something I'm probably going to promote heavily, but twitch.com/geeknews is the channel over there. Same as, you know, like YouTube, you just go to YouTube and get it if you want to watch it on demand like that, or come to Geek News Central. That's where I really want you to come, because when you click and play or you're subscribed, really, that's the best way for me to get statistics for sponsor stats and all that stuff. So on the website at geeknewscentral.com is your primary location. But if you're on Twitch and you just happen to be over there and you want to take a look, I don't know if I'm going to be rebroadcasting this show on that site. I don't think I can do three live streams, to be honest with you. We're already doing three, but I don't have the bandwidth to add another stream to the same stream I'm sending stuff to live stream. So maybe I'll quit sending to live stream and we'll just do on Twitch. I don't know. Hey, Nick, hello. And, anyway, welcome to the show. And anyway, lots going on here. And as I said before, very, 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 very busy with everything else going on. But I'm ready to go to Tampa and raising my daughters. Little change to my schedule. My wife is like, you know, we're already there. Why did you? And I had basically told them, all right, these are the days we're leaving. This is the day we're coming back. And everyone agreed. And then finally, they started looking at the calendar and they're like, why don't we stay until Saturday? And I'm like, I already got the tickets. And my wife said, well, use miles. I don't think they're going to penalize you to change tickets. So I looked at the airlines on Saturday. There was nothing Sunday that was really available. She has to be back anyway to work on Sunday. And so I looked at Saturday and there was tickets available from Orlando to Houston, Honolulu. And I really don't typically like going through Houston all the time because the connections always seem to be pretty tight. And it is. I've got an hour and 5 minutes. Don't know if we're going to, what terminals. So I told him, I says, when we get off the airplane, we got to move. You know, we're going to have to go, you know, we'll make it, no problem. But no dilly-dallying around, no 15 minutes in the bathroom, you know, we're going to walk. And I don't normally like doing that type of connection when I'm with a group, because invariably someone's going to have to do something. We'll make it. It'll be fine, as long as the airplane's on time. If not, we'll get some extra time in Houston. But anyway, that's what's going on, and we'll get home. But we're staying through Saturday. So a few more days in Orlando. So I've already talked to them. They're probably going to, you know, they want to do Disney, Universal Studios. They've split it up. She went and changed the hotels. So it's crazy. But I will probably go to Kennedy Space Center by myself on Wednesday, or maybe one other kid will go. I don't know. They're all wrapped up wanting to go into Disney. Okay. 2 days at Disney is enough. 1 day at Universal is probably enough, but they wanted to do 2 days at Universal, 3 days at Disney, and she already bought the passes needed. Oh, that was like $2,000, $2,200. What is that? And oh my God. Anyway, so I'll probably go to Kennedy Space. I don't care. I'll go by myself and hang out there all day while they're dragging butt around Disney, and I'll meet them back and we'll drive to the, because we're switching hotels in the middle because we got to stay close to the property. Don't you know? Anyway, that is that, and it is what it is, but be back on Saturday. So I got the bad news to give Rob that we're going to be missing more than one show. So that will be the unfun story. But for as far as you guys go, it was going to be the same number anyway. All right, let's get into the regular content. I've talked too long already. So Elon Musk says that the Falcon Heavy has a 50-50 chance of success. We'll know tomorrow at about 11:15 a.m. or so. And his biggest concern is booster-to-booster interaction. He says you got a lot of dynamics going on there. Those rockets are very flexible. If they flex in an unexpected way, they could potentially impact one another. And with three Falcon 9 cores, the acoustical noise generated by the launch is three times greater. SpaceX engineers think they understand these interactions, but they haven't tested them in flight. And some unexpected resonancy could cause a structural failure. You know, these systems have all been tested, but ultimately nothing compares like a real flight. He says, Musk was in a jubilant mood Monday. He'd just driven up to the pad to see the rocket, and his family joined him for the superlative experience of seeing such a large rocket within touching distance. And he's asked about the capacity of Falcon Heavy rocket to sustain an engine failure during the launch. He replied, he said, I get technical, right? He said, for a typical Falcon 9 launch, the booster can sustain one engine failure out of nine engines right off the pad. A single Falcon 9 stage engine has failed just once in flight. The first stage can even survive two failures if the payload isn't too heavy, or if it's going to a geostationary transfer orbit. With the Falcon Heavy, the rocket could lose as many as six engines and still reach orbit in theory. He said something pretty horrible would have gone wrong. He says the chance of us losing six engines, there's really not something, and there's not being something really bad that went, so basically it would be pretty low. But because he says the test flight, Musk said, this is a softball mission. This means SpaceX won't be pushing the envelope in terms of dynamic pressure during a launch. While the potential maximum dynamic pressure for Falcon Heavy is pretty high, Musk said the peak dynamic pressure for this launch would be about 15 to 20% less than a Falcon 9 going to a geostationary orbit. And despite the mixed potential for success, this won't be just a test flight with a splashy payload. He said Monday he hopes to demonstrate the capability to send payloads directly to geostationary orbit. This is one of the primary requests of the U.S. Air Force, which sets requirements for national security launches. So with this mission, the upper stage will coast for 6 hours before relighting a final time to send the Tesla Roadster into deep space. He says a 6 hour coast is needed for a lot of the big Air Force Intel missions for direct injections into geo. He says this 6 hour period will be twice as long as the longest coast the Falcon 9 has ever made. And after the launch and 6 hour cruise, the Falcon Heavy upper stage will fire a third time to send the Tesla into a cycling orbit between Earth and Mars. This should take the Tesla out as far as the Martian orbit around the sun, or even a bit further. Musk said the vehicle should get as far as 380 to 450 million kilometers from Earth, depending on how the third burn goes. So how close will the Roadster get to Mars? Musk did not give a definitive answer. He says, well, close in space terms. Most people don't realize how far things are in space. In sci-fi movies, everyone looks close as opposed to a bunch of distant, tiny, silent dots. They got something up their sleeve. I'm going to tell you that he just doesn't have the Roadster on there. He's got something else planned. There's no way that he doesn't. We will see what they have in this payload, if there's any surprises. That is, if they make orbit with this thing. We're going to have to watch. This is going to be, you know, come on, you talk about geek creed. This is going to be one for the history books here. So, you know, if you're at work on the East Coast, take an extra lunch break. All right. And watch this bad boy go. So, around 8:30 Hawaiian time. So I'm pretty jazzed that this thing is going to get launched. I hope they make orbit. We'll see. All right, moving to a little more serious issue here. U.S. consumer protection officials put Equifax probe on ice. This is crazy. Mike Mulvaney, head of the CFP, has pulled back from the full-scale probe on how Equifax failed to protect the personal data of millions of consumers, according to people familiar with the matter. Why? The CFPB has the tools to examine a data breach like Equifax, but the agency is not permitted to acknowledge an open investigation. Three sources said that Mulvaney, the new CFPB chief, has not ordered subpoenas against Equifax or sought sworn testimony from executive routine steps when launching a full-scale probe. Meanwhile, the CFPB has shelved plans for on-the-ground tests of how Equifax protects data and why. Equifax says under investigation by every state attorney general faces more than 240 class action lawsuits. But why is the CFPB not doing anything? They fined credit bureaus more than $25 million just last year for overmarketing its monitoring service, which generated monthly fees. The FTC in September is investigating Equifax. Credit bureaus like Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian collect and store all of our personal information on all of our consumer data. Banks and other lenders rely on that information. The Equifax breach exposed vulnerabilities and how companies keep our data safe, which they were not. Why? TransUnion said that the CFPB has no authority to examine the company over cybersecurity concerns. We believe this clear that the CFPB was not given legal authority to supervise any financial institution in respect to cybersecurity, the company said in a statement. Wow. So, anyway, what we have here is Equifax is probably going to at least get a pass from the consumer protection officials. What do you think about that? I think they should be forced out of business. I think they should be not allowed to have our consumer data anymore. I think they should be sued out of existence. Maybe they will be. I don't know before this is all over. Major banks are banning cryptocurrency purchases on credit cards. Starting on Friday evening, Bank of America, Citigroup, and JP Morgan Chase began blocking transactions to known cryptocurrency marketplaces. As the new week got underway, users of cards backed by UK's Lloyd Banking Group found they too were prohibited from buying cryptocurrency on credit. When reached for comment, all the banks told different versions of the same story. The banks don't want customers charging crypto purchases because it's volatile and a high credit risk. This is ridiculous. Now, the cryptocurrency is down. It was around $7,000 today. You know, so it's tanking from its high. And, you know, over since about the first week of January, you know, this thing has tumbled. They warned everyone on this. Now, the ban's not going to stop determining individuals from buying Bitcoin. The banks have only instituted permission on credit cards. So you can do whatever you want with your debit card or with a direct link to your bank account. It's also possible to buy gift cards with a credit card like you would before a birthday party for someone. And use that, but that just adds another transaction layer because I bought some of those gift cards and like you put $50 on, they charge you $8 to do it. So it's not a good value. Convenient, but not a good value. And then with the cryptocurrency charges, you know, you're going to be up there. I don't know. I just think it's banks trying to be protective. And not, that's what it really boils down to, in my opinion, is they don't like cryptocurrencies, yet financial institutions are investing in cryptocurrencies. Moving on here, there's a new bug preventing people from using their iPhone X as a phone. Apple is investigating a quirky iPhone 10 bug that's been preventing some users from being able to field incoming calls. According to a report, the iPhone 10 users will hear their phone ring, but the display screen with the option to either accept or decline the incoming may not show up for as long as 10 seconds after the fact, if at all. One person said, I can often not see an incoming call, can only hear it. At other times, there's significant delay. There's been interesting scattered reports of non-iPhone 10 device experience the same issue for months. I've seen this with my phone, with my iPhone 7 Plus before. This may be an iOS 11 issue. I've seen my phone ring and I've tried to answer it and I couldn't. A little different. Some users have been able to fix the problem by force restarting a device. Other impacted users haven't been so lucky. For some, a forced restart alleviates the problem temporarily, only see a bug resurface 10 or so calls later. Apple has since confirmed the issue and told the Times it's looking into these reports. Incidentally, Apple is planning to take a less aggressive approach with respect to new features when it rolls iOS 12 later this year. Given the spate of software bugs that have impacted both iOS and macOS over the past few weeks, they're trying to be to go a little slower. So if you hear your phone ringing, but don't see a call, don't be surprised. Some big news from some ex-Googlers. Former Google / Facebook employees have stepped up the battle against tech addiction. So this is interesting. Okay, why am I having problems seeing this article? Okay, here it goes. So Stop playing. And you know, these sites that autoplay these videos piss me off because all you have to do is start to play them and they rack that up as if it got played and they charge the people running advertising on those for that view. This auto start stuff in podcasting is bad. Auto starting in videos is worse. CNET is the worst abuser of them all. They're always auto-starting videos. Drives me crazy. So a number of folks have started a new company. It's a nonprofit called Common Sense Media. It's a coalition that aims to inspire companies to design devices with tech addiction in mind, apply political pressure, and advise governments on how to protect their constituents and helping consumers take care of their digital lives by spreading awareness and empowering like-minded tech employees. Here, you know, here's what we do. You know, we have no media device days in this household. All media devices, including computers, all screens that are related to multimedia are not allowed to be used. That includes using set-top boxes and YouTube and that type of stuff. I do allow the kids to read on tablets if they want to read, but that's it. We have basically days where no one uses devices and we take a break. It's hard for all of us, and we all have to do that from time to time. And sometimes, you know, no device weekends are good. Turning off notifications are huge, but I don't know. I don't know what these folks are if they're going to be able to accomplish anything in reducing tech addiction. I think that's each family's choice to try to do that on their own. Anyway, link could be up in the show notes. Hey, this should give everyone pause. The feds have tracked down a Russian spam kingpin with help from his iCloud account. So an affidavit unsealed today showed Apple's unexpected role in bringing a Russian spam king to justice. Once listed as one of the 10 worst spammers in the world, Peter Lavashov allegedly ran the Kelly Haas botnet under the alias of Severa, renting out access to spammers and other cyber criminals. But despite his significant efforts at anonymity, court records show that federal agents have been surveilling his iCloud account since May 20th, 2016, funneling back crucial information that may have led to his arrest. the affidavit lays out his role in administering the spam botnet and how server and server records, Jabber messages, and online payments led investigators to him. Investigators also found an iCloud account registered in his name with an IP address that often been connected to a server in Luxembourg that was part of this botnet. The affidavit requests information on the account, including login IP addresses associated with the session times and dates. The request was successful. The same day the request was filed, a warrant was granted, and Apple was placed under a gag order forbidding the company from sharing information about the case with him, with the defendant, and in Russia. The case was put on hold until he traveled to an extraditable country. The following April, nearly a year after the warrant was served, he traveled to Barcelona on vacation and was promptly arrested by local officials, reported at the request of U.S. law enforcement. So they rolled this guy up when he left the country because they had figured out who he was from a warrant to look at his iCloud account. Now, let me tell you something. If you think for 1 second that your data and who you are guarantees anonymity on the net, you are absolutely smoking crack. When the federal government comes calling and issues a search warrant to an American-based company, they have to comply. And if they do not, it's not good. So, you know, don't think your digital trail is anywhere obscured. You become under the scrutiny of Uncle Sugar, he's going to make sure he rolls you up. He may not get you today, but like in this guy's case, a year later, he went to Barcelona, who has a treaty with the United States to extradite criminals or accused criminals. And guess what? He's going to be in court, in a U.S. court, because he went on vacation to Barcelona, Spain. Makes you go think a little bit, doesn't it? And he didn't even know. They couldn't extradite him from Russia. So all I had to do is, if he went and left Russia, he'd have been good. Oh, cyber criminals, put on notice. You travel someplace, you better travel to a country that doesn't have an extradition treaty with the United States, like Iran. Great place to visit. North Korea, probably another good place to visit. Oh. And don't take me wrong. I'm sure Iran's a beautiful country, but you can go there. You're not going to get extradited. You might get arrested. All right. See if you're allowed to access police body cam video in your state. Across the country, police departments are having officers wear body cameras to record their day-to-day activity. The programs are meant to help officers and the public by keeping record of their interactions with people. In some states, it's possible for the public to gain access to those vehicles through a Freedom of Information request. And you may have to pay for it. But there's a map here that lays out the states that have where you have access to that. I'll have that link up in the show notes for y'all to check out. Okay. How many of you have got an iPhone 10 and you're having challenges with the photo recognition? Well, there's a few steps you can take, they're saying, to retrain Siri to know your face. I'm trying to look down here at the keyboard. And they basically say to retrain Siri, you should hold your phone a little bit farther away. Some folks are having a hard time getting Siri to hear and understand your voice. So basically, it's better by putting the device down and taking a few steps back. So that's pretty good. It's if you do it from a few feet back, it's more likely to work in the real world. Because in all honesty, what are we doing? Like, of course, I'm wearing today just regular, sure, headset. But when I'm in my car, I'm using AirBuds, and I double click on it and Siri wakes up and I say, you know, call Mike, call Angelo, call Mackenzie, you know, call Mom. And it knows who to call. But if you don't have AirBuds and you basically reach down and, you know, hold the button and initialize Siri, you know, it's not going to be up in your face because you don't want to get a, you know, driving while using your mobile device ticket, right? Or maybe you're using your car microphone. So train Siri from a few feet away. They say that seems to work a little bit better to recognize your voice, not your face. I said face initially, but my apologies. It's a good article over at makeusub.com talking about how to protect yourself from extortion phishing scams. And there's, you know, a lot of people are getting rolled up in this and they just don't know. You know, they get an email and people trick people into paying, think that they're getting, you know, that they've been caught looking at porn. You know, they send an email to you that says you should be ashamed of yourself. And in there is a, we've detected that you've been on porn sites and we're going to share this with your wife or girlfriend. And, you know, they basically do extortions. And so be very, very careful out there. Okay. And there's ways you can stop yourself from phishing scams. And sometimes though, the scam could be real. So you just have to be aware of that as well, but don't let them scam you. But in some good tips in this particular article, link is in the show notes. Many of you, I'm sure, have taken advantage of MoviePass. MoviePass is the almost all-you-can-watch buffet of movies on the big screen. It's a sweet deal, $9.95. And there's some tricks to using MoviePass. You know, going early, so or making arrangements early. There's also a little trick called the Fandango Swap. Do a manual check if your showtime is missing. There's all kinds of things you can do to basically get a little bit more access to these movies using your MoviePass card. So it talks about all the tricks of the trade that you can use to get the most out of your $9.95 card. I'd love to hear from you. Have you bought this card? Has it worked? Is it worth it? Are you using it? Are you getting your value out of it? What movies you're not getting to see? I really do want to hear. I love going to the big screen, but it's always, you know, four tickets, five tickets. It's, you know, $50, $60, then get popcorn and a drink. You know, you're $100 in, right? So are you guys using MoviePass? Geeknews@gmail.com. Really want to hear from you to hear if you are. Okay. Of course, today, if you are in the stock market, don't look at your portfolio. The Dow was down by 1,100 points on Monday. Of course, on Friday, it was down 600 some points. You know, and all the gains of 2018 have been wiped out, but people are taking some profits. The investors are a little nervous about inflation because the economy is heating up. And when the economy heats up, inflation increases. So what's going to be happening here is probably interest rates for home loans and that type of stuff are going to go up. And, you know, you can relax for now. Don't worry. You got to think long term on this because if you pull out now, you're going to lose a bunch of money. By some perspective, the Dow fell 4.56% today on black money, October 1987. It fell by 22% because the Dow is much, much higher now. So it's only about a 5% drop. Going to see a little hit on your retirement account this month, but don't worry. We're still way, 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 way up from where we were. Now, if it continues to go south in a hurry, well, you know, that might be something to worry about. But, you know, investors are taking some profits. They're readjusting. It's going to go back up. Don't worry. But you can almost be guaranteed that the Fed is going to raise interest rates. They want to, you know, they like an economy that's growing very good. You know, we're going to have close to 4% GDP, all this stuff, but they don't want it to go too hot, which is kind of crazy. But, you know, we've had such stagnant growth for so many years. Having 3-4% is huge, you know, and you all should be seeing that your companies are doing better. You know, paychecks are hopefully going up. You know, we're seeing a tremendous growth at our company. So, you know, got to keep fingers crossed that the things continue that way and we continue to stay on top of it. But, business is good right now. New drone gun. Has Blade Runner look and stop drones. This thing's crazy. It's pretty impressive. I'm looking at this thing. I'm like, what does it do? I'm just, you know, trying to figure out exactly what it shoots at the drone. The company Drone Shield has developed this thing called the Drone Gun Tacticals. It's pretty simple. It sends out a burst of electromagnetic signals to jam the connection between the drone and its pilot. It uses radio frequencies to stop a drone from transmitting video and jams the drone's signal. So basically goes after the Wi-Fi signal. And, you know, because this thing is actually jamming, it's currently available for government commercial use. But I'll be honest with you, anything that does electronic jamming, I think should be restricted to the government. But they're selling this thing to commercial companies as well. I don't know what it cost, but I also got to think, if it's putting out that much power, what's the safety on it for the person that's using it too? You know, how much juice is it actually putting out? Love to have this thing in front of a spectrum analyzer and pull the trigger and see what the spectrum analyzer said. So maybe we can find some specs on this thing someplace. Spotify? Oh, if you're a Blueberry user, we got some good news coming about Spotify. But Spotify can now create custom playlists for you. A Spotify engineer has invited users to try a new tool that lets you create custom playlists called Nelson. This is a glitch project, lets you choose various genres and change various parameters to create the playlist of your dreams. So I'm looking for playlists, exercise playlists. Do you guys have any? Share them with me, please. Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, it doesn't matter. One of the three is cool. If you got the ability to share a playlist that you use during workouts, I'd love to have it. High tempo, high beat is good. I listened to one today that was from Apple Music that was, well, about every other song I had to press forward because it was like, it took me from this great doom, doom, doom beat, you know, to a almost like slow dancing thing. I'm like, this is not what I need right now. This is supposed to be a running, training, you know, music beat, and it was not. So it's still hunting for the perfect one. I'd love to have one that had like 100 songs in it, so I didn't have to go hunting, because most of these playlists have 8, 9, 10 songs and doesn't quite get me through an hour. Apple is working now with in the enterprise community with Cisco, Aon, and Allianz to come up with what they're calling cybersecurity insurance. And Apple and Cisco is basically working with a company that is basically implementing stuff that's going to help companies prevent ransomware, all kinds of. Basically, they're putting a portfolio together where a company can buy a cybersecurity insurance plan, which includes a bunch of tools. So that's kind of cool. We'll keep an eye on this and see. It's probably definitely an enterprise pricing type thing, but time will tell. If you're watching the Super Bowl via Hulu and View, well, I guess they had some major problems. Last night was a big night, of course, for live streaming. Hulu's live stream of Super Bowl 52 cut out completely for some users, just as the Patriots attempted to rally to close the gap in the final moments of the game. And PlayStation View users experienced intermittent disruptions during the first part of the game. I heard NBC also had like 30 seconds of blackout. That's pretty entertaining if you think about it. You've got $5 million per 30 seconds on advertising, and they had a 30-second blackout. Yeah, someone over there is, someone tripped over a cord or something. Like, oh crap, why did I unplug that? And someone's yelling, plug that back in. The FTC is giving internet scam victims more time to get money back from Western Union. If you've ever been bamboozled by a Nigerian prince, all is not lost. The FTC extended the claim filing deadline for its $586 million settlement with Western Union. Consumers who previously lost money to a scammer that took payments through Western Union now have until May 31st to file a claim and recoup those funds. So if you know anybody that got scammed here, between January 1, 2004, this going way back, and January 19, 2017, you can file a claim and get your cash back. So be aware of that, okay? It's a big deal. So if anyone, you know, a family member, I don't know if it goes for anybody that's deceased, but usually this is happens to folks that are a little older, maybe a little more susceptible to these types of scams. So, you know, just be aware that they get their cash back. EHang's passenger carrying drones look pretty impressive in some of their first test flights. 2 years ago, Chinese drone maker EHang came to CES in Vegas. We saw this, promised to build a completely autonomous passenger carrying quadcopter. But EHang's engineers put the quadcopter, dubbed the EHang 184, through a battery of tests over the last several months. The company conducted over 1,000 test flights with human passengers, including a 984-foot vertical climb, a weight test carrying over 500 pounds, a routed test flight covering 9.3 miles, and high-speed cruising tests that reach 80 miles per hour. So this is awesome. EHang's engineers also tested 184 in a variety of weather conditions, including high heat, heavy fog, night tests, during a Category 7 typhoon, gale force winds, and they really did a number on this. And what we're doing isn't an extreme sport, so safety of each passenger always comes first, the EHang's founder and CEO Hu Jai Hu, in a statement. Now that we've successfully tested the EHang 184, I'm really excited to see what the future for us holds in terms of air mobility. The key word here is mobility. As often with these types of ventures, EHang wants to put its egg-shaped multi-rotor aircraft in use as an air taxi, selling passengers across dense urban environments. The company said it would demonstrate this service for Dubai's World Government Summit later this month, but a spokesman didn't respond whether this was still the case. Dubai is also working with Germany's Volocopter on a similar air taxi service. If that doesn't work, EHang has permission from the state of Nevada to test the EHang 184, its FAA-approved UAV test site. So this can carry a single passenger up to 10 miles or roughly 23 minutes of flight. The person in the cockpit doesn't have to do any piloting. They just input their destination, enjoy the ride. The company claims its aircraft's ability to take off, autonomously fly a route, sense obstacles, and land. And if anything goes wrong, a human pilot is supposed to step in and take control. EHang sees luxury rides for rich folks as the first phase of this market. So in other words, it's going to be very, very, very expensive. EHang says it's making improvements to the aircraft. More emphasis will be placed on improving passenger experience and adding an option for manual control. Oh, does this thing have a parachute on it? How many, you know, I need a lot more questions being answered on how many motor failures it can have and all that stuff. But they've proven it can fly. This is no small feat. This is pretty exciting stuff here. Let me see if I can show you some, those of you watching, some more images. And, you know, we saw this at CES, and man, oh man, would this be wonderful in Hawaii. But the distance a little short, 9.3 miles, doesn't quite get it. I have to measure how the crow flies, what the distance is from here to where my kids go to school. But then again, if it costs $100 a ride, who's gonna do this? No one will, right? The Galaxy S9 could cost as much as the much more than the Galaxy S8. So they're saying that the new Samsung iPhone will cost at least $140 US more, which is crazy. It's going to be up there right around the iPhone 10. So we'll see where this price falls in. Yeah, $850. Is where it's going to fall in for the United States. $789 in the UK. Could be $1,449 in Australia. Wow. Is a dollar that much difference between the, I don't even know what the exchange rate is there, but anyway, that's the news on the Galaxy S9. T-Mobile claimed a top spot in the Super Bowl speeds. They said that their network within the stadium there was the fastest. Of course, some of the other wireless providers saying, oh, not so fast. But, you know, when you're in the stadium, They could have juked the network too, right? They could have really jacked it up. T-Mobile said that download speeds was 121.02, upload 28.73. Sprint was 30.92, 1.6. Verizon was 50.89, 19.15. And AT&T was 60.08 and 9.41. And based on Ookla analysis, 4G LTE average speed results of speed test intelligence data. So, and it tested only from 24 phones during the game. So anyway, that's what they're bragging on. Android Nougat, N-O-U-G-A-T, is officially the most used version of Android. The latest version, Android 8.0, is still at a distant sixth place. So Android 7.0, if you think about it, as slow as companies are to update phones, it's not surprising that they're at 7 is the most popular right now. Porsche is boosting its investment in electric cars. Automaker, I saw a Porsche today wrecked. They got the car spun out on the H3, hit the wall, and the back, the driver's side rear wheel was cocked sideways, did not look good. The owner was standing outside on the phone, probably calling a wrecker. But the German automaker announced money would double its investment in plug-in hybrids and pure EVs by 2022 to more than 6 billion euros, US 7.43 billion, along with already pledged emission e-pure electric due next year. The company promised to develop other vehicles on the platform. So I can't afford a Porsche. I think any guy worth their salt would love to have one, but definitely not in my budget for sure. Windows 10 posts strongest share gain since 2016. Windows share of all Windows PCs now exceeded Windows 7 by September 2018. Even so, a large number of users will still be using the older OS. So where are we at? Data published February 1st said that Windows had accumulated 1.4 percentage points of user share, powering 34.3% of the world's PCs and 39.1% of all those systems running a flavor of Microsoft OS. The second number is larger than the first because Windows accounts for 88.8% of all operating systems. So, well, I took a little bit away from them. Tesla is building world's largest virtual power plant with South Australia. So South Australia is taking, I guess, is there like different regions in Australia, Southern Australia or South Australia? Tesla and South Australia are taking their partnership in the field of renewable energy forward. The company already built the world's biggest battery for the region to help with its energy woes. The latest virtual power plant rely on solar panels and Tesla batteries that are installed at least 50,000 homes over the next 4 years. The equipment, those homes will essentially form a 250 megawatt virtual power plant. The solar panels will harvest energy from the sun and store them in Tesla batteries. Any and all excess energy that the wholesale doesn't require will be fed into the grid. The grid is going to be controlled centrally and will deliver the excess energy to the state as and when needed. The initial trials are already commenced as a 5 kilowatt solar panel system and a 13.5 kilowatt hour Tesla Powerwall 2 battery installed for free in 1,100 public housing properties. The system would be installed in an additional 2,400 public houses in the second stage before a wider rollout happens. So this is cool. Very, very cool. Solar and batteries. Fantastic. iPad continues to rule the tablet market. IDC estimates that Samsung shipped 24.9 million tablets in 2017, while Amazon shipped 16.7. When combined, they managed to ship 41.6, but the Apple itself confirmed in its earnings results that it sold 43.8 million iPads in 2017. So that's more than Amazon and Samsung shipped together. Samsung tablets shipped actually recorded a 6.4% decline compared to the 26.6 million units it shipped in 2016. Amazon has seen considerable growth through with its unit shipment surging 38% from 12.1 million units in 2016. So it just gives you an idea where they're at. Lyft Line's pre-tax commute perks are available in 18 cities. I didn't know this was the deal. So here's the Lyft line was built from the start to make ride sharing more affordable. It really comes to its own if you can use a commuter benefits card. It lets you use pre-tax dollars to pay for a ride, cutting up to 35% of the price. So in other words, you buy the card, you don't pay taxes on that earnings for that card. So of course, if your tax rate is 35%, you save up to 35%. So whatever your tax rate is, this is fantastic. I didn't know that this was a thing, and I don't know what cities this is. Lyft is expanding the use of its commuter benefits to all 18 U.S. cities where line operates. Provide your employer offers the card in the first place. You now have a low-cost way to commute to work without taking a train or bus. Wow. I want to see that list. Is there a list of cities? We got to find that. If one of the Ohana wants to help me out here over during the show between now and Thursday, let's find out how many cities allow this pre-tax commuter perk. Very, very cool. Also, lots of stuff that I've got up for CES. One of the fun ones is a dog collar. Watch Lassie Come Home by Wags. So you got a dog that likes to kind of go exploring? Well, this one will tell you where your dog's at. Track activity, building up data on the pooch lifestyle, fitness. So anyway, lots of information here. You can get a dog eye view of the world that streams in real time. So anyway, this is kind of cool for those of you that have a dog. Another article that we've got from Geek News Central that is kind of cool is a smell tester. Smell garbage or an old dumpster. Basically, this is a product called Neos, N-E-O-S-E, Nose Pro. And basically, it's going to be designed to help companies stay consistent with food, also be able to smell fruit and different products to see if they can detect if the products start to go bad. Has a smell for meat, if meat is fresh versus having taint to it. So anyway, there's all kinds of cool functions here. It can be pre-programmed. It's intended for commercial use. It's going to cost up to $10,000. But any of you that are in companies that rely on your product to smell the same out the door as delivered to the customer, this is a cool product that's coming to market, okay? Neos. So definitely not a consumer product, but anyway, very cool. Hey, the Air Force General behind the government 5G memos left the White House. Well, wow. A senior official confirmed to Washington Post that the author of the memo pushing for the 5G network, Brigadier General Robert Spalding, has left his position as National Security Council Senior Director for Strategic Planning and returned to the Air Force. He wasn't fired. And this wasn't prompted by the leak. Rather, the council decided against renewing his position, in part because his push for government 5G had gone beyond his role. He got fired. That's what that is. Oh, you're not being fired. We're just not renewing your role. Go back to the Pentagon, please. But I'd love to hear the strategic thinking behind that. Facebook may share ad money to lure creators from YouTube. Oh, really? Well, YouTube is, you know, canceling most of the people that were possible of earning money. According to CNBC's sources, Facebook wants to create a tiered advertising system that allow creators to upload their content for free, then earn revenue from ads placed into the video. How about me? Facebook pays some creators for rights to their shows in the range of $10,000 to $50,000. $500,000 per episode. Wow. While other show hours upload is free as a partner. So it's getting harder for creators to make money on YouTube. Yeah, it is. It's, you don't make no money on YouTube. Thank God for my podcast. Best Buy. I don't know why they're still doing this anyway, but Best Buy will stop CD sales as digital music continues to take over. When was the last time you bought a CD? I don't even... can't even remember. I bought albums and stuff online, but no CDs. ISPs must follow net neutrality laws in New Jersey, governor declares. So New Jersey is enforcing net neutrality with a new executive order that requires ISP to follow net neutrality laws if they sell internet services to state agencies. So Governor Phil Murphy is announcing this, similar to previous one signed by governors in New York and Montana. States are taking action because the Federal Communications Commission repealed the federal net neutrality rules. But do you guys, I know that you, some of you are mixed on this, on where this goes. Do you think this is good or bad? Let me know. A Chinese man is admitted to trafficking fake Apple devices in the United States, over 40,000 counterfeit Apple devices. And so this man living in the U.S. on a student visa has pled guilty to participation in a scheme to traffic counterfeit Apple devices. And how much is he going to get jail time? Let me see here. Doesn't say what the sentence was. Definitely he's going to get deported. He made $1.1 million from the 40,000 fake devices. Definitely going to get a fine of at least $1.1 million. But they don't really go into details of what the sentencing was. Maybe just pled guilty and now he's waiting on sentencing. Who knows? If you want to watch all the commercials you missed from the Super Bowl, YouTube has made a huge playlist of ads. What was your best ad you saw on the Super Bowl? I saw a few on YouTube already. The Dodge Ram commercial, eh. There were some activist commercials, too, that I kind of were like, whoa. But anyway, what was your favorite commercial on the Super Bowl? Send me a link, geeknews@gmail.com. Uber and Waymo are finally taking their driver's lawsuit to trial. So that's going to happen soon here. And so we'll see where this goes. We've been talking about this for a while. We'll see how this ends up. The first phone with a diamond screen will come in 2019. We're still going to be breaking our glass of our phones. A diamond screen isn't going to make it a difference. It really, really isn't. But one person said, I dropped the Moto Z2 28 times to see if the screen would crack. So it'll definitely be on pricier handsets that promise a shatterproof screen, similar to, again, that Motorola Moto Z2 Force. So we'll see if they're able to solve this problem finally once and for all of us shattering screens. Again, Bitcoin fell below $7,000. Did you get out in time? Alleged British hacker Lori Love wins U.S. extradition appeal. The 32-year-old will not face trial in the United States, a high court has reeled. So the student accused of hacking U.S. government websites in 2012 and 2013 has won a high court battle and will not be extradited in the United States. He suffers from Asperger's syndrome, a form of autism that makes him worry and obsessed, depression, and sudden untreatable outbursts of eczema. Love's legal team argued that extradition would have caused condition to deteriorate and therefore compromise his basic human rights. In U.S. courts, he faced up to 99 years in prison, an effective life sentence, and a fine up to $9 million. So he cannot travel to a country that has extradition agreement with the United States. This guy is stuck in the U.K., or he could get rolled up. So we'll see where this goes. That's the problem. You're safe in your own country. But if you leave your borders, you're fair game. Facebook claims to have over 200 million fake duplicate accounts. No kidding. I have a duplicate account I have not been able to delete. And every once in a while, someone follows me on that duplicate account. It's tied to an email I don't even use anymore. So, yeah, I'm not surprised. Nike will reward your workouts with shoes and Apple Music playlist. The more you sweat, the more you earn. Whoa. Nike is gaming fitness even further with its new reward system for the Nike Plus app. These range from unlocked curated playlists on Apple's music, guided meditation, exercise on Headspace, class pass credits, or maybe even a custom t-shirt for your effort. The premise is simple. The more active you are, the more you get, rewarded Nike rights. Wow. Okay, I haven't used the Nike Fitness app. I just have everything tracked through the Apple app. A tiny NASA satellite mapped Earth's atmospheric ice. It's called Ice Cube. Last May, NASA launched this bread loaf-sized satellite into orbit and dubbed it Ice Cube. The satellite's mission was to measure cloud ice in our planet's atmosphere, a challenging task that researchers have previously only been able to perform in limited ways. Ice Cube was developed in partnership with Virginia Diode Incorporated and was done in a relative short amount of time on a low budget. So what were the results? I hate these articles that talk about it, but they don't tell you what it has done. It only says this will help scientists study cloud ice and how it affects our planet's climate. Huh. With Ice Cube, scientists now have a working sub-millimeter radiometer system in space at a commercial price. More importantly, it provides a global view on Earth's cloud ice distribution. So it must just have a little solar panel on it and charge as it spins, I guess. I don't know. Not a lot of detail there. Nice to have a little more information. Samsung is demonstrating its first prototype 5G tablet with Ryzen and KT. I think this is an article we already talked about. Link will be up in the show notes. Apple Music to pass Spotify in paid subscribers this summer. Spotify is undoubtedly most popular music streaming service, and it announced last month as 70 million paying subscribers. Apple Music comes in second place with 30 million, but the service set to pass Spotify in paid subscriber by this summer. That's because Apple Music appears to be gaining subscribers at a higher rate than in Apple's home here in the United States. Spotify is not only the top streaming service globally, but also holds the number one spot currently in the United States. The Wall Street Journal reports that Apple Music is gaining new paying subscribers at a faster rate. So they got 36 million globally, but if they think they can make 36 to 70 in just a few short months, that's pretty insane, really. Broadcom has made its final $121 billion offer to Qualcomm. So the hostile takeover is continuing. So we'll see. The new deal retains the cash part at $60 per share as it was initial bid. That's what shareholders will be given per share. It will now give them 22 in Broadcom shares to complete the full offer of 82. This represents a $50 premium over the price that Qualcomm was trading at on November 2nd. The deal's reach is going to be the largest tech deal in history. Broadcom has also said it's open to increasing the cash part of the deal if the transaction isn't completed within a year. Investors in both companies and market analysts will be watching Qualcomm's response closely now. So huge. Huge, huge, huge offer. All right. The Kindle Fire HD tablet is at $60. So Amazon has a bunch of devices on sale right now. So be aware of that. Link will be up in the show notes. Also, the Moto Z2 Play is $150 off for Valentine's Day. It's normally, it's priced now at $349. So they're also slashing prices on Alexa smart speakers as well. So some discounts there. What else do I have? There's also, I've got one of these. There's a meter that you can use to measure the amount of wattage and amperage and voltage. It tells you how much a device costs. And the one I have is called Watt Meter. This one is called TacLife EMO2 Power Meter for $9. If you want to see where your power is going in your house, this is a pretty cool little tool to use. And you can see where the actual consumption is going. There's a savings on Google Home bundles at Best Buy right now. So if you are looking to get some smart speakers, specifically Google stuff, you can save some money, $40 to $60 at Best Buy. All right. Finally, Grammarly's flawed Chrome extension exposed users' private documents. This is lovely. I use Grammarly. And they fixed the bug. But anyway, this security bug has been going on for a little bit. And anyway, apparently they patched it. So we'll see where this goes. But if you use Grammarly, be aware of that. All right, some email that came in. Where are we at on time? All right, we're going to be long here in a second. Let me go to comments. I got an email from Bill. He said, "Hey Todd, I was thinking about the amount of shows you missed due to travel, family, Blu-ray business. Maybe time for a permanent guest host. Even Johnny Carson had one. Since Kirk is doing a lot of show prep anyways, he might be a good choice. I know you spent time at CES with him and must trust him to know how to present the show. Maybe this could work. I'm not busting you for time off. You deserve it. Good idea, Bill. We're going to talk. I've been to Orlando 20 times over the years, and you were asking which parks to go to. I would spend one day at Universal with a Hopper Pass. As if you are a Harry Potter fan, you need that type pass to ride the train as it connects the two parks. I think you could do both parks in a day where we're going to do it and have 2 days there. I do it in April, which is when it's pretty busy. I would do the four Disney parks over 2 days with the Hopper Pass. We're going to do three days at Disney. And a Hopper Pass and a pair, a day at the studio in Magic Kingdom, one day in Epcot and the Kingdom. Okay, so yeah, we're going to be busy. I know you want to go to NASA like you have been years ago and have seen a shuttle launch as well as the Johnson Space Center. My family prefers going on the rides at Disney. I have tried to get them to go to NASA in recent years and got a hard no. So if your opt out, you'll be in good company. I'm just going to let them go to Disney, Bill. And I'm going to go. That's how that's going to work. I'm a big boy. I can go over there and then go to KFC, Kennedy Space Center. It's an hour drive over. No sweat. Maybe even they've got a bus that goes over there. Maybe I'll just take the bus, do the tour, come back in the evening. You know, I'll have a great day. They'll have a great day. Beautiful. I got an email from Robert. He says here, near the beginning of GNC 1253, you said my electric bill has been going up because of electric car being plugged in. I probably missed it on an earlier episode, but which car did you get? My wife's been driving a Nissan Leaf for over a year. I figured my Hyundai Sonata plug-in hybrid electric. Increased my electric usage by about 250 to 300 kilowatts per month for my 20-mile round trip. At 2.7 miles per kilowatt. Fortunately, electric rates are 6.5 cents. So she's has a 36-mile round trip commute. Usually it's more than that because she goofs around to 45. The bill is near as I can figure it is about $125 to $150 up from where it was. I had 1,100 kilowatts created by the solar this month, and I had a $125 bill that came in yesterday. So if you divide that by 36 cents, so it's about, what is that? 400. Is that right? Oh my God. That upper level fourth. No, about 300 kilowatts. So yeah, about the same. Yeah, probably about the same there. Yeah, maybe that's right. But I've been pushing her to, when she first bought the vehicle, she charged it everywhere but here. Now she just comes here and charges it. And she still charges it. Here's a question, Robert. Do you get more efficiency out of the high voltage chargers than the slow chargers? Because she's always charged it on the slow charger. It plugs it in when she gets home. It's on the charger all night. It's good to go the next morning. Which way is better? I don't know. I would assume a kilowatt's a kilowatt, charges fast, charges slow, and I don't get a discount for charging in the middle of the night because it's not on a separate meter. Maybe that's something to look at. But anyway, that's that. Thank you for your input. And that's it. That's all for tonight, folks. We're done. Todd Cochran, Geek News Central. Geeknews@gmail.com is the email address. Hope you had a good time with me today. Be back here Thursday with another show. Don't worry. It'll be released Friday morning for your listening pleasure or very late in the evening here in Hawaii. But definitely want to hear from you. If you're listening to the show, drop me an email. Please continue to support our sponsors. I got the credit card bill for everything. Holy cow. It's a little painful, but anyway, that's what happens. And we're paying the bloggers now for all the posts and everything. Keep supporting the sponsor, please. Geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. No upgrades to the studio anymore. Yeah. Very, very big, January. In early February, but everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. We'll see you back on Thursday. Everyone, take care. We'll see you next time. Aloha.